This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Lee, my mind is still blown by this. We're getting an idea of the size of the terrorist nation that is inside, the terrorist army that is inside this nation. Sarah Carter warned about it. She is a former CIA analyst, left the CIA, opened her own private shop, and she has been trying to warn us about the vast number of terrorists inside this country. She believes that the attack will come before the end of the year. And she said they were already trained, a lot of them in Afghanistan. They're already in place. And she's been warning about it. And sure enough, what does Trump do? He goes into office, and before he can get the millions of illegal immigrants out, he has to prioritize the gangbangers and the terrorists who Joe Biden apparently allowed to roam free. We're getting an idea overnight of just how insane that was, how big of a problem he created. Since January 20th, somehow Donald Trump has been able to find and round up for deportation, these are illegal immigrants, 219 terrorists. And it's unbelievable. Can you remember the days after 9/11, what that was like?
Oh, yeah. Very well.
During the same period in 2024, Joe Biden rounded up 24. Trump got 219. It's just a matter of motivation. That's a 655% increase. And a lot of these terrorists were caught. They were caught at the border. They're illegal immigrants. Then released. Some of them were illegally given Social Security numbers and signed up for welfare. And when you put this together, and there's no way they don't know this, okay? She's been screaming and yelling, doing podcasts. Anyone who listens, she's the one who was the Benghazi investigator for Congress. She's very well respected. She went out after that. She's got her own private shop. She does intel analysis. And she says that the CIA, our intel agencies are just, you know, they're missing what's going on. And I think it's not that. I think there's a policy for whatever reason of deliberately letting those people into this country. I don't know what it is. But just the sheer number of them, 219. And we know they let at least 120 of them go because we had that congressional report to the House Select Committee last year. So there's a reason when they catch them and they're on terror want list, they let them go. We just don't know what it is yet. There's got to be, and we'll get it. We'll get the paper. We'll get the memos. There's got to be some reason they did this. Look, 120 votes aren't worth all that trouble. It's not that. It's something else. Here's Sarah Adams' prediction. This is on the Sean Ryan podcast.
The other thing is, in the United States, we haven't had fidelian attackers. So the concept is the terrorist fights to the death. So he's not exactly a suicide bomber, but he will fight till either all of us are dead or all of his people are dead. We think it's going to be a swarming attack, right? Multiple different attacks at one time across multiple cities. We think there will be suicide bombers just because some of the attackers went through suicide bomber training and they have these vests. And then we think there's these fidelian attackers who will carry on until they're killed.
Just rephrase that. So these guys are trained and they are going to fight until they're killed.
Yes. And that matters, right? So I was watching this video and it was a suicide bombing in Kabul years ago.
She goes on to talk about it. She says there's over 1,000 of them in the country and they're ready to go. They're just waiting. They're just waiting to go ahead. They're not. And I bet that's what Trump's picking up. She's not. Turns out she knew what she's talking about. 219 since January 10th. Just picking them up, picking them up, picking them up.
And meanwhile, Democrats are distracted by El Salvador.
Oh, yeah. No, don't be surprised if they don't transition to defending some of these terrorists when Trump tries to get rid of them. I think for them, they have hit such a moral low. I think anything's possible now with the left. I think they have plumb lost their mind. They're not hiding who they are anymore, which is good. That helps us, right? But, you know, just you're starting to see the depths of the depravity here. I mean, it's crazy. It's truly nuts. Meanwhile, just to give you an example, okay? Headline. This is Washington Free Beacon. Democrat senator visits detained Colombia activist who said he can empathize with Hamas's decision to massacre Jews. Okay. This guy, it was Senator Peter Welch, Vermont, visited detained Columbia University activist Moshe Madawi. Okay, Madawi's brother and cousin were part of the force. You know the guys who flew in on the hang gliders?
Oh, yeah, at the concert there.
Yes, the innocent people raped, murdered, and mowed down.
And taken hostage.
And taken hostage. And paraded naked, the women, through the streets, their dead bodies, so they could be spat upon. They're really great people. You'd love them if you got to know them, I'm sure. Those people. That's who he has spoken out in favor of and defended. That exact same group that did the October 7th attack. This is how bad this guy is. He calls his brother and cousin martyrs. They're with the Al-Qassim Martyrs Brigade. Again, those are the guys with the hang gliders. And he calls them martyrs. They were killed. Well, yeah, because they did the hang glider attack. They're not martyrs. They're murderers. They're no. Terrorists. Okay? This guy is running around campus, lionizing his cousin as a fierce resistance fighter. Resistance? There wasn't any resistance. They were innocent kids at a concert. Mm-hmm. They weren't even armed. You slaughtered them. And this idea, well, you know, Israel, and he goes on here, this guy, it was Israel. What did they do? They gave you guys Gaza. You had it. It was yours. They handed it to you. They handed the businesses, the wineries, the properties, the houses. All you had to do was move in. They gave it to you 100%. Handed you the keys. That's it. And we've got Democrat senators visiting this guy. Who says he can empathize with Hamas's decision to massacre Jews? For what reason they gave you Gaza? There is no... Lee, this is one of these few conflicts in life. You almost never see this in a war. It is black and white.
Yeah.
It is not gray.
Yeah.
Israel was completely innocent here. There is zero culpability for Israel. None. They attacked from Gaza. A piece of land they were given. Completely. Israel cut ties with it.
That they were almost daily attacking Israel with from anyway.
I know.
I mean, forget October 7th. Just set that aside.
Yeah.
There was constant attacks by Hamas terrorists, missile attacks and other forms of mayhem that they were, you know, inflicting on the Israeli people for years from Gaza, for years.
If we don't nip this in the bud, instead of there just being an MS-13 caucus in Congress where they love the gang, big fans.
The Hamas caucus.
There's going to be a Hamas caucus. Yeah. There's going to be an ISIS caucus, and there's going to be an Al-Qaeda caucus. Yeah. Because Hamas has the same terror designation as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. You let these people on campus to recruit, because that's what this guy is doing, then you know what? Katie, bar the door, because ISIS and Al-Qaeda can do the same thing. They are all State Department designated terror organizations. Every single one of them. There is no difference between them. And that, Lee, doesn't even count the anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Scott Jennings nailed this. A bunch of liberals on CNN trying to say, oh, Trump's taking away our free speech. What, to praise Hamas martyrs? You don't get to do that on a visa. That's recruiting. Sorry. You don't have free speech rights here. You don't. You are recruiting for a designated terror org. What is that? That is material support for terror. Here's Scott Jennings trying to explain this to the other people at CNN.
I assume you all know what's been going on these campuses. They are chasing the Jewish kids around the campuses. They are terrorizing them. They are violating their civil rights. The administration believes they have violated their federally protected rights. This all goes back to the core issue. The Ivy League schools and a lot of universities did not stand up for Jewish students when they should have, and when they were warned by the U.S. Congress last year. They should have done it then. Now they're locked in these battles. Now you all say these campuses should fight back against Trump. Who are they fighting for? The people who are terrorizing the Jewish kids? I hope that's not what you mean. I think Trump is standing up for these Jewish students in a good way, and I hope
this
he prevails.
This is irrelevant from that, Scott.
It is not.
We
this
obviously
is the core issue.
Need to leave.
Ah, oh, you know, just a little spitting on Jews. No big deal. Like, this is why attacks on, you had this in your news, on Jewish people are up 900%. This is the left doing this. Mm-hmm. They are losing control of the leftist grassroots. That's why you saw them, you saw that guy trying to burn down the governor's mansion. That's why the governor
in
looked,
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Looked rattled when he finally came out and realized, wow, it's not a MAGA. It's, you know, it wouldn't be. We're not anti-Semites. You guys are. You got a problem. You got a problem in your grassroots. And now we have Democrat senators embracing people. I mean, what are you doing on a visa in this country if your brother and your cousin were on the hang gliders? What are you doing in this country if you are running around speaking favorably of them as martyrs? How did you get, I mean, was there not a vetting process at the front door? We don't need you that badly. We don't. We can find somebody else to take that slot. I'm sure somebody from some country, some nice young man, would love to have your slot. And you know what's going on here, folks? It's nothing less than Marco Rubio and Donald Trump trying to keep the left from turning these universities into hot beds of terror from which terror attacks are planned and terrorists are recruited. That is where we are. And normalizing the idea of, hey, what is let's, you know what? We'll give out the ISIS scholarship every year. What as well? We'll set aside five places for Al-Qaeda. It's only fair.